Good evening. Before we get started with this edition of the Wrestling Asylum starring moi and the lovely Dr. Quinn, on behalf of the good doctor and myself, we wanted to wish all of you a happy 420 out there. And remember, you want to hit this shit. Oh, young bucks. You'll find out. And now,
viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger. Here we go.
Look alive, wage slaves! Presenting that Caliph of Clowns, that Mogul of Mountebanks, the one and only Joker!
Please allow me to introduce my associates, Miss Quinn.
Enchanty.
And Messrs. Their names escape me for the moment. No matter.
Hello, welcome to the Wrestling Asylum. I am, as you can see, the good doctor, Dr. Harley Quinn. And by the way, for you, Ruby Soho and Cool Hand Ange, Angela Parker, congratulations on the newest little addition to your family, your new baby. Now let me introduce you to the warden who runs this place and who just wished you a happy 420, the one, the only, the Joker. We have a, yeah. Oh, God. You all right?
I was in the back smoking a blunt with Van.
So while you were doing that, this feline intruder entered my office. She's cute, though.
But, folks,
let me get
welcome
out of
to
here.
The 420 edition of the Wrestling Asylum. Do us the biggest favor in the world. Like, share, subscribe, stay notified, telegraph. Tell a fellow pothead, tell your baby mama, you know. And never miss an episode. Also, if you missed it earlier, check out Blackheart's Angels. The ladies killed it.
Ladies, there we go.
Char, Pinky,
Bianca.
Girls. But tomorrow night, Dynasty live on pay-per-view. You're tuning for the watch party, folks. Surprise.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Harley, I'm usually rather calm lately.
Yeah, you have been.
But you know.
Oh.
I let these two boys in lately to run amok.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that in a minute. We still got
later.
Bills.
Of course.
So, make sure to stay tuned with everything in the OTTR Pod Mob family. Go to Linktree/Off the Top Ropes Podcast. And always keep up to date with the episodes, the archives, and of course, never miss a beat. And of course, you gotta show our friends some love.
Of course.
Did you kick the coffee habit yet? Did you kick it to the curb? Did you? Well, if not, our mom is promo code for some dubby energy. Kick coffee to the curb. You'll thank
fabulous.
10% off. Great flavors. And of course, Dream Alive University, dreamalive.store, 15% off OTTR. My promo code. But of course, you got to get the bling. Got to get that bling, baby.
Bling, bling, bling.
Off. GetSolace.com. And keep yourself looking nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Going into the spring and summer.
Summertime.
But, you know, back to what I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm usually not one to, you know, have to punish an inmate or two.
Right.
But I got to set a stage for this.
Okay.
Last week, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. I let you run amok. And you broke my rule. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Now you feel my wrath. The electric chair waits for no one. This week, the Young Bucks are gonna face my wrath. What the fuck were you thinking unleashing the footage from Brawlout? Doc!
Sorry.
You'll get your chance.
I know.
But more on that later. But first, let's have a little fun, shall we? Now, as we all know, we are still coming off the major orgasm that was WrestleMania 4. And,
it was amazing.
Fun.
Wanna have some fun before the main event?
This past Monday on Raw. Well, Doc, I think you're gonna have to tell everybody
this. Yeah, Rhea Ripley.
Real, honey.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley, unfortunately, due to an injury sustained in a brawl with Liv Morgan on the Raw after WrestleMania, had to vacate her title because of it. Now, this has led to what I think is the absolutely dumbest decision ever, is the new champion will be crowned in a battle royale. Liv Morgan is one contender. Becky Lynch is another. Let's see. Who else? Raquel Rodriguez, if the skin condition is under control, might get a chance at this. And Uncle Fats will love this one. His girl, Nia Jax, could also be in it. And also, there are other contenders. They just released a list. No. Everything from Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, someone we roasted a few weeks ago, Candice LeRae.
You mean the...
Skanky-ass bitch. Yes.
No. We don't call her skanky-ass bitch. Mm-hmm. We just call her... Wait a minute.
That one.
We call her the blowjob.
The blowjob.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So, who
do you... Oh, shucky, ducky, quack, quack.
Well, who do you think should win this in a battle royal? In this battle royal, which
they went with a battle royal. Hunter?
I don't either.
Hunter?
Triple H, sir? Hello?
You're smarter than this. Come on!
Yes! Why? Have like a mini tournament and crown the winner at Backlash.
Yeah.
That would have worked. I get you have King and Queen of the Ring coming up, but just
it's
a
kind
mini
of
tournament.
Weird, though.
It is.
I would have expected either a tournament or what you should have done, given what we're very good at in terms of fantasy booking in my head.
Right.
Is this. I would have done a tournament, but a unique tournament.
Ooh.
This would be a battle royal, but with a twist.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
We get down to the final three. Three women remain.
Mm-hmm.
And at Backlash, leave a love.
Au revoir.
It is a three-way dance.
Triple Threat, yes.
Ah, but a three-way dance is not your ordinary triple threat, my dear. No. For those of you who do not know, a triple threat is usually first one to get the pinfall or submission wins.
Right.
But it doesn't work that way in a three-way dance. Mm-hmm. The genius of Hall of Famer Paul Heyman. So, a quick lesson, if you will.
Okay.
A three-way dance is this. Three competitors, two eliminations, one women's champion. Mm-hmm. I find it intriguing, though, that they're going to make Liv out to be the bad guy. I mean,
Truth be told,
she didn't say her act was coming after the shit show last
Shoulder year. For shoulder, she said. I remember that.
Shoulder for shoulder?
Shoulder for shoulder.
I mean, it could have been boob for boob. You know,
what?
Eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye. Shoulder for shoulder.
Butt clap for a butt clap. Spank for a spank. I mean, call it what you want to say.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How do you even let that happen?
I don't know. I don't know, Michael Cole. But Bailey approves.
Coincidence? I think not.
But the truth of the matter is, it's going to be very intriguing. Now, I will say one woman that should, if I was doing this, mm-hmm. one of the women has to be Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
It's logical.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Fats will love me because I will say Nia Jax is due. But anybody but these three should be the third. Anybody but Candice LeRae.
Right.
Chelsea Green.
Yep.
I'm not poking fun at Piper Niven. She's just... not a bad competitor. Character needs a little work.
She does. I mean, she's good, but she does need more work.
And unfortunately, it's that part that bothers me. Indy Hartwell, do yourself a favor. Get away from Candice LeRae.
Please.
Call her the blowjob queen.
Please, Indy, we're begging you.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Turn on Candace and kick her ass for us, please.
Yeah, that would be.
That would help. Yeah, that would be a big help.
But in all honesty, I will say what intrigues me the most is we also need to give some props to our homeboy, Seth fucking Rollins.
Exactly.
This was breaking earlier this week, mm-hmm. if you haven't heard anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins was, in fact, WrestleMania's workhorse.
He
just had successful knee surgery this week. Torn meniscus.
Yep. Info provided by Becky, his wife.
So let's just put it this way. I thank you, Mr. Rollins.
Thank you.
The Holy Column would like to clap for you, so let me get them all rounded up. Inmates, golf clap, golf clap. Shout out to him. But in all honesty, I don't like it being a battle royal to determine the new champion.
I don't either.
Just, you know what they could have done?
They could have, yeah.
A women's Royal Rumble.
There you go. There you go. That might have worked.
Think about it for a minute. If you were to do a small Royal Rumble, and I want to know what the inmates in the chat think.
Awesome.
I want to understand, why would you book a battle royal? You've overdone that too many times.
Yeah.
The championship has been vacated.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tournament if you're, you know, Tony Khan.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You better. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah.
But in all honesty, a battle royal just asks for, I'm not saying that it turns the page in a negative way. I'm saying it turns the page in terms of, okay, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Okay, now, no we may not get Rhea back till SummerSlam.
Probably.
But, in the meantime, could somebody just beat up the wipe after you wipe Dominic Mysterio, please?
Just put him out of misery. Just, whoop just his like, ass. Come on now. something to him. I'm so sick of him and his attempt at an Eddie Guerrero hairstyle. Oh, God.
He's using that story to his advantage because, as Ray put it, he wishes he didn't win it in the long run. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If Nia becomes champion.
Oh, boy.
This could be something intriguing. It's also going to be concerning.
It will be.
Remember, folks, in 2 weeks' time, the draft returns.
Exactly.
The reset of the rosters.
That's going to change. That's going to factor into everything.
Will champions be up for grabs?
Oh, boy.
Could they be drafted? Could Cody Rhodes show up on Raw? Could the unthinkable happen? And Damian Priest goes to SmackDown. And the Judgment Day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I want to know what everybody thinks. Last week, you guys were rather quiet.
We were. That's like, I mean, if there's anybody out there who wants to talk to us.
You're usually chatty in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Usually.
Personally, to me, I do think, however, my dear, that one of the big things that'll happen is we are going to get to a predicament where we cannot keep doing this.
No.
I think if it was me, Rhea should have never vacated.
No.
What you could have done was have her hold it, and then if, and only if, let's say we get through Backlash.
Yes.
Let's say we get to the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
She's not healed up enough. Then we strip her. She relinquishes it.
Yeah, if it's as bad as we suspect it is. Or July, one or the other.
Because, remember, Cleveland hosts SummerSlam.
It does.
So you would be able to have a women's match in time for SummerSlam.
Exactly.
My concern now is, with her being on the sidelines, is the potential for her to lose some momentum.
I hope not. She's just been on such a tear since she won that title.
Since Mania last year.
Mm-hmm. That match with Charlotte.
She rode the wave of momentum and carved a path.
She has. Oh, yeah, she has.
I don't know why we're doing a tournament. It makes no sense.
Battle Royal, don't get it.
If we were going to do a Battle Royal, get me the top three main contenders left.
Mm-hmm. Becky, Liv.
Eliminations. No, Becky can't. No, Becky, no. No.
No. Okay.
You got to keep some fresh faces.
Yeah.
I say Nia. I say Liv. I say Raquel if she's healthy.
Shout out if she's healthy.
Dallas.
Yep. Raquel.
Is kicking
for you.
You're kicking out at 2.5, 2.25.
Yep. She's fighting the skin condition that she has.
It's called. But to me personally, no.
They have had the twist of someone you wouldn't have thought would win actually does win, but
I do not want Candice LeRae involved in that.
No, I don't. I'd rather Indy Hartwell be the surprise winner than Candice.
But... No, she's not ready for that.
No, okay. Mm-mm.
She's not ready to step up for that. She did fine as in NXT. I'm not bashing her in any way.
No, she was a really good champion for the short amount of time.
My issue is we need to have the story stay on target and make sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, we're starting all over, and that can screw up momentum too.
True.
Logic tells me Liv Morgan wins.
Yeah.
Now, if it ends up being Nia, that would make me happy as well, because then guess what? That opens up. We get a rematch from Perth.
Rhea versus Nia. Elimination Chamber, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, only this time the roles are reversed in a way.
There is one where the story could play out in fans' favor.
Right.
So hear me out.
Okay.
It's Rhea. She's on the sideline.
Okay.
Raquel Gonzalez wins. Pulls off the shocker. Think about this. Raquel wins. Think back to the history between these two.
It dates back to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And due to the skin condition, we haven't had much.
No.
From the two of them.
No, we haven't.
Here's a chance to kind of write that chapter.
Exactly. That might work. Hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Rhea.
Rest
up. Get better. I'll
back
be honest.
Soon.
Be a bigger
badass.
I'm anticipating the fall of the Judgment Day.
Yeah. They say she's going to be coming back for blood. So.
All due respect, the fall of the Judgment Day is coming.
I think it already started once she left.
Please.
It was beginning.
I think seeds have been planted for some time.
Yeah, they're starting to come to fruition.
The first one sprouted at WrestleMania.
Damien.
Priest. So Rhea, get well soon. And whoever the new champ is, we'll bring your best.
Bring it.
Or your foot. With no lube.
None.
No lube.
Mm-mm. Let me talk to you.
Doesn't that seem kind of crazy to you?
Very crazy with no lube, folks.
No lube.
But now, something I've wanted to talk about.
Okay.
For a long time.
There we go.
Folks, it makes my heart joy. I say this. The era of sports entertainment is dead. Long live the world of professional wrestling.
Hallelujah. Woo.
The rebirth of professional wrestling has happened over the last 6 years, in my honest opinion. Now, as we all know, era of sports entertainment, no thanks to the old man, aka Walt Disney off of Wish.com, the Telemundo villain from the 70s pornos, gave us the cartoon character gimmicks of the 80s and into the 90s.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. We also saw he had his head out of his ass when he gave us the game, the rattlesnake, the great one, the phenom, and more. Eventually, we would have to live through ruthless aggression, the PG era, the reality era, and more recently, we have lived through the tribal era.
Yep.
Over the last 7+ years, talent from around the world have been coming to the WWE, but also with AEW's emergence, pro wrestling is being reintroduced as a legit sport. What do I mean by that? The words title shot, belt, pro wrestler, pro wrestling, the dirty words that Vince McMahon and that buck tooth beaver piece of shit have done. Okay. Gave us.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
Definitely can't miss comedy right there. Uh-oh, you're on mute.
Sorry, folks. Technical difficulties, I think.
Uh-oh.
But, well, it's raining down here, so the internet.
Oh, okay.
But those terminologies, if you listen to more of the stories and commentary, more of the wrestling holds are being told.
Yeah.
Side headlock, wrist lock, arm drag, dragon screw, the submission holds, the technician holds. All those things that we remembered from the 70s and into the 80s, mm-hmm. up until the old fuck took control. And we thought would never hear again, mm-hmm. are making a comeback. And recently, Nick Khan has said they are reintroducing that on purpose to make it closer to the sport that it is.
Yes. So
before you all, you internet mm-hmm. troll motherfuckers, make the comment, because I know you cocksuckers got nothing better to do.
Exactly.
And just keyboard warriors. Four letter S word. We fucking know that, you dipshit dumb fucks. But I dare any one of you twinkle-toed, cum-guzzling, cock-sucking fucks to step in the ring and actually do what the likes of Cody Rhodes and mm-hmm. Roman Reigns and The Undertaker and The Rock and John Cena and yeah. Stone Cold and everybody that we cheer and boo, mm-hmm. not matter fucking promotion, then you fucking talk to me and tell me it's fake. So thank you, fuck you, and eat shit.
Exactly.
Don't ever tell me it's not a real sport.
No.
Because let me tell you something. You wouldn't have the scrot to step in the motherfucking ring and do what they do on a weekly basis. Yes. And do that to your body.
Mm-hmm.
You've had MMA fighters.
Yes.
Notwithstanding, we don't.
Yeah.
Never mind, I'm not going to call her that because no. that's lowbrow for this show.
Goodness.
But when you have pro football players saying they do half the shit they do. Yeah.
A couple of dudes named Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson would say otherwise because they threw Dirty Dom into a ring post at WrestleMania.
Let me tell you something. Dwayne Johnson, Mr. Rock,
yep.
he knows what it takes. We know his career.
Yep.
He has even said this numerous times. Pray Rowdy Roddy Piper was never around and you said that word.
God.
You would live to regret it. Don't believe me? Go look up on YouTube a very special clip of when Bill Maher, politically correct, said it. Hot Rod put his ass up on game real quick. So to all you motherfuckers
found out.
We're gonna say it. We fucking know that, you dumb fucks. This is about storytelling, you dipshitted dumbasses.
Exactly.
This is about getting away from everyday life and having some fucking fun.
Exactly.
So rather than take the fun out of our enjoyment, go piss off a rope. And if you think that me letting you all have it about it being over or not over, well.
This is over, not over. I'm betting not over.
Not by a long shot.
No, not by a long shot.
Oh, no. So it is a joy that I am hearing the terminology of professional wrestling return. Okay? The fact that I am hearing belts. Okay? I don't agree much with the former victim of my chair, James Cornette. But Jim Cornette recently said on the drive-thru, he's happier than a motherfucker. Because the terminology is returning. Hunter is bringing it back.
He is.
And Hunter, dude. No women's battle royal for the belt. That's a Vince.
Please don't. That's stupid. That is stupid.
Now, unless that was the only thing they could think of because they tried every other scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So we will give you one reprieve, sir.
One.
Just don't make it a habit, pal.
Nope.
Capiche. Hurrah, well. You'll be hearing this. You'll be hearing a lot of these chants like Lance Storm used to.
Wow. What a boring story. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's someone boring.
So I want to know, Doc, what you think about this. And I want to see what the group chat says. So far, nobody's really talking.
Nothing.
Sad about that.
That's so sad.
Uh-oh. Yes. We are having rain and thunderstorms around my asylum. So,
okay. Pro wrestling. I'm glad sports entertainment is dead because it's been pro wrestling for a long time. Hearing things like hospital instead of medical facility, I'm like, thank you.
Seeing blood for a change.
Yes. Like seeing Kevin Owens with blood, I'm like, whoa.
And it's not in black. The screen doesn't go black and white.
And no, it doesn't. And that's crazy because if this were AEW, it'd be all over the place. No,
Sports Entertainment was the PG bullshit.
Exactly.
Sports Entertainment was the, I've got to coddle everybody. I'm going to offend somebody. Give me a fucking break.
Exactly.
Right? Offend my ass.
Exactly. Sports Entertainment is gone. Over. Done with. You know what I mean?
And Vince has moved on.
Yeah, I sold the rest of his shares, and there's talk going around he might start a wrestling promotion. Like, I'd fucking watch anything he puts out. No.
You won't.
No. That's just a rumor. Take it with a grain of salt.
I wouldn't even listen to half those dirt sheet ugly-ass motherfuckers and everybody
else. Yeah, exactly.
But, folks, I want to know, what do you think? Hearing the words pro wrestling is
back. Please? Is there anybody out there?
Come on.
Please.
You guys are usually.
It's like, come on.
This is highly unusual.
It is.
Maybe they're just entertained at the fact that we're. And they're listening.
They probably are listening.
That too.
Right.
Not that I don't want to interact with everybody. I do.
No. I mean, I know. I know there's a pay-per-view coming up called TNA Rebellion, but I mean, geez, that's like how many hours?
Oh, that's Mutiny. You know better.
Right. That's true.
Oh shit.
Uh oh.
Bruh. Oh shit, son.
Anybody out there?
But you know.
Oh, wait a minute.
One thing I will say.
Nick, what's up, dude?
One thing I will say. Who came a knocking?
He came in this. He was in the chat for Black Hearts Angels. I saw him.
Oh, hey, welcome. But there is one thing I will say.
Yeah.
That I will keep from the sports entertainment era.
Okay.
It goes a little something like this.
Big Willie Styles all in it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi. Very Uzi with it.
I'm sorry, that makes me dance. I'm sorry, it's too good. That's way too fucking good.
I will take that all day long.
Oh yeah.
But with that said,
yes,
pro wrestling is back. Vince, I have one thing to give you, and it's this.
Emotional, damn it!
So you could make it through WrestleMania this year. Go enjoy retirement and the money, you dumbass.
Exactly.
God. Thank God Hunter isn't this guy. What Hunter has passion, Vince.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
And a side note to that young man, who recently this week we discovered passed away at a very young age. So, shout out to him. Your rants will live on forever. But Vince, one more time for this man. Say,
there is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
The passion is back, baby.
It's back.
I will say this. It's going to be very interesting. If you thought the last 12 months were ending,
it's going to be.
Weevilicious. But folks, you know, I think it's about that time that you get yourselves a snack.
Get more Dubby.
Yes, Dubby. Maybe get you an adult beverage.
Beer.
Because when we get back, a wrestler's life has opened. And the badass Hall of Famer, Jack, presented herself. And then,
oh boy,
before we go to commercial, I'm going to let you all know, if anybody has virgin ears, this message is for you.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let me tell you that one more time.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
So make sure you don't have weak virgin ears in the institutions and are not easily offended. Because what? I'm not holding.
Neither of us are.
So,
get ready.
Get your popcorn. Get your beer. Some wine. What? Some Cavassier. What? What?
Tequila. Margarita.
No comment. Vodka. No, no. What? What?
Bourbon. What? No comment.
Red wine. What?
Oh, God.
White wine. What? White wine. What's up, KB? Hey, what?
KB! Where's KB?
Folks, we're going to commercial. When we get back, hell of a second half, and by the way, I took a peek in my what if. You aren't gonna want to leave early.
No, you're not.
What's gonna be in store next week inside that chamber? Well,
I'm betting it's gonna be.
It concerns Mark Calloway. I'll just.
The Undertaker.
Oh. Get your snacks, get your drinks. Oh, and don't forget your Cabernet, your Pinot Noir, your Pinot Grigio.
Moscato.
Oh, my loving potheads out there. Make sure you got your blunts rolled up and lit.
Oh, yeah.
And the bongs and the pizzas packed and they're on fire.
Fire.
Yeah. So exciting. See you soon.
Come over here, you boy. Colin Gordon. Colin Captain James Gordon.
Luscious tan, those ruby lips and hair color,
so natural, only your Undertaker knows for sure.
Love that joke.
So remember, put on a happy face.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
I didn't really pop up in the spot, like, oh, I make it hot, we spin with them lava sticks, red dots, got shot at his 8 from a leg shot, can't kinda beat him, he already shot, already shooting, party brought the mob, party over stick, person on the odd, party caught a hit, swerving on the cop, he tried to run his speed racing, brother got a kick, spin till it lands, he tried to run his speed racing, brother got a kick, shoot with double hand, cause I kept clicking till I pissed him, try to run, click the ball, his mans, it's some chumps, all them niggas bring, cause he starts to spray, wave like a fan, dogs be spinning over sand, spinning through the land, switching up the plan. Throw bro, fucker, we gon' pass through. If we see the cops, they won't stop us from spraying. Throw bro, they don't chase him. Look out for it, wrong with his peen. I got accuracy aiming. Hollows ain't hit him and ripped through his neck. Watch how that shit rearrange him. I didn't really pop up in the spot. Like, oh, I make it hot. We spin with them llama sticks. Fred Dossie got shot at his head. He ducked from a leg shot. They tryna beat him, he already shot. Already super 40, put the mob. 40 on the stick, person on the odd. 40 caught a hit, swerving on the cops. He tryna run his speed racing. Brother got a kick, spin till it lands. He tryna run his speed racing.
To bring you a special Wrestle War 90 update. The cause of the injury to Sting from the cowardly ambush by the Horsemen, the NWA has ordered a World Heavyweight title defense match for Ric Flair against number one contender Lex Luger. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
It's pay-per-view excitement for THE. For more information, call your cable company.
Wow, 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 wow.
When you have not your heart.
Before the slam, make sure you'll catch the fever.
Fever? Hulk Hogan has a fever.
It's a WWF special of epidemic proportion.
I've been reborn again. It's SummerSlam fever. It's gonna be out of hand.
The Ultimate Warrior and all the WWF superstars will be here.
Don't touch that dog.
When the temperature in the ring reaches the boiling point, you've got the fever. SummerSlam fever, a WWF special on USA. Sunday at 8, 7 Central.
I hope you all also enjoyed your snack grabbing, your drink grabbing, your moments while you're at it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Mr. J is going to be partaking in that later tonight.
Oh, yeah.
No. You're not supposed to tell everybody. Shh. It's 420. Shh.
Oh, never mind.
I'll never smoke with Willie again. But now, we've talked about a lot of wrestlers every time this chamber opens since we started. Yeah. But one I was hoping would come around. She has a unique history. And that includes being a women's champion, managing Harlem Heat, forming, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say it, forming PMS with Terry Reynolds. Yes.
Oh, yikes.
Well, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have got sexual chocolate, you know.
Oh, that's true. We wouldn't have.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you
Miss Jacqueline.
And yes, Jacqueline Moore, for those who may or may not know, is one of the pro wrestling world's most toughest badass women on the planet. Oh, good Lord. I guess we're going to have to play that clip again because apparently we froze.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. It's all part of the show.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, Jacqueline Moore actually began in pro wrestling under world-class championship wrestling back in the 80s. She even would end up, as you can see, becoming the WWF Women's Champion by beating Sable.
Ooh. Caveman.
You're going to have to talk to Blackheart about that one.
Yeah,
no comment.
Yeah,
she even would break barriers and win the Cruiserweight Championship from Chavo's Classic. She would go on to manage Beer Money in TNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She would have a brief gig in the early 2010s with ODB. But it was in 2016... where she would take her rightful place in the Hall of Fame. ODB said Jacqueline was one of the best she learned from.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here are a few fun facts about Miss Jacqueline that people don't know about.
Hmm.
She at one time managed Harlem Heat in WCW. Hmm. Nice. She eventually would join the WWF when the women's division was reintroduced around 1998, post the infamous Belt in the Trash incident.
Ah, right.
Where she would duke it out with one Sable. Shout out to Brock Lesnar, if you know what I'm referring
You lucky bastard.
Hey, he got to live the wet dream of every guy in the 90s.
He's still living it.
Oh, please. I haven't seen recent pictures of her, so I don't know. I have no comment. No. Last I saw her, she looked like a Cougar Deluxe, all I'm saying.
Ooh.
That was back in 2005.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if she's, you know. But one of the things that Jacqueline brought to the dance was her ability to adapt to any story she took to. Prime example, the introduction of Mark Henry as sexual chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Forming the team with Terry Reynolds known as PMS.
Sorry.
We're not talking about that kind of PMS. Doc.
Oh, I know. Just hearing it makes me think it.
Oh, shut.
What?
I'm still giving that lie. Yeah, I know. I know. But Jacqueline also helped with the early days at TNA. She would be the one to manage Robert Roode, James Storm, Beer Money. She would also play instrumental in helping Gail Kim go on to become the inaugural Knockouts champion.
Ooh, nice.
She would eventually do, you know, indies and Comic-Cons, things like that. But don't be surprised if at time to time, Miss Moore there wasn't afraid to get in the ring and mix it up even with the guys.
Mm.
There was one time where APA will tell you. That's one tough bitch. Or as Conrad Thompson's called the APA, always pounding ass.
Now that's a headline.
That is a headline.
It is a headline because if you saw one of their t-shirts, let's mm-hmm. just say this. It said, actually said, always pounding ass. Conrad Thompson, hey, don't sue me. Sorry. No,
please don't.
Messenger. But to be honest, it was very intriguing seeing what she's done with her career.
Mm-hmm.
She carved her own path. Ironically enough, most of her career right here in Dallas, Texas, baby.
Woohoo!
So she did it in the home of the Von Erickson WCCW World Class.
Nice.
She did it in USWA. Mm-hmm. She did some stuff with WCW. But Jacqueline Moore was the first Black woman to be women's champion in WWE history.
Ooh.
She also was the first Black woman to hold the Cruiserweight Championship during the early to mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Right before we got into the fuck the PG era, but we've already.
Yeah. Started.
But you know, Jacqueline always, when you saw her in the ring, or she was donning a bikini.
Oh, God.
Humana, humana, humana. All right. I like where that is going. To the rainy night music.
Mena!
That's one minute.
Sorry.
Jacqueline was not afraid to mix it up with the guys either.
Yeah.
And an interesting fact. Ask yourselves, what if Jacqueline and Jazz would have mixed it up? Imagine had Jazz, instead of being in ECW towards the end of ECW's time, what mm-hmm. if Jazz had made that jump while Jacqueline was just hitting that stride when the Attitude Era was getting on fire, was going. Mm. Balls to the wall, on fire.
Whew. Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure, Johnny Pooh.
Bruce, hurry! Rachel's gonna die!
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having some technical problems right now. He just froze.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
So even if you can't see me moving, I'm still talking.
There we go. Yeah, Jazz was loyal to ECW, KB. She was. But it's nice to imagine what could have happened.
I could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened had Jazz gone to WCW or WWF? But you know, it was fun watching what Jacqueline did.
Yeah.
She broke barriers. She was a trailblazer. And she always said, it was never about this. It was always about stepping in between the ropes and giving you something to remember.
Yeah.
Goddamn, some bikini she wore. Hello. She wore-
Get your weak ass out my face.
I mean,
well, she had the body for them. You can't
apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Michael Cole knew.
Yes.
Exactly.
Coincidence? I think not.
Dear God.
Oh, probably.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
No, there's no question in my mind.
No,
I agree with you on that one, Gaby.
Yeah.
Now, one interesting fact before it's time for our main event.
Yes.
Okay. One thing about Jacqueline's career was that she didn't hesitate to get hurt. I don't recall a time she ever really got injured.
Right.
So
she got banged up and bruised, but not tearing joints or ripping full of joints or anything. Oh god,
she's a tough bitch.
Whew.
She called herself in TNA. When she wrote, and I'll say this, the Dudley Boys have said it. Mm-hmm. Cowboy James Storm said it. Cowboy James Storm said, Jacqueline, they went to her with the idea for her to be the manager after the whole thing with Planet Jarrett and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And she taught them how to become better at being heel. Speak about that.
Because I take it when she was in WWE and everything, she was a heel a lot of the time and was brilliant at it.
She had a few heel moments, but the majority of it, she was a babyface.
Okay.
I'll say this. Dealing with Ivory.
Oh, God.
Imagine if you would have belt or no belt.
Mm-hmm.
Book a year long between her and Ivory alone.
Oh, God.
Those were two badass broads.
They were.
Don't sit there and tell me for a minute they couldn't have potentially main evented a pay-per-view.
Oh, they could have.
Back then. So, personally, to anybody who thinks otherwise, I got one thing to say to you.
No.
No. You heard what the bird said. No. Oh, brother.
What the eagle said.
Yeah, but what the eagle said.
I want to hear your favorite moment about Jacqueline's career in the chat. Because while we do that, we're going to shut the chamber door. Ooh. I'm going to give you the peek in the chamber next week.
Ooh.
So what if Chamber decided to tease me and it likes to? Next week, we're going to look at a horrific.
Oh boy.
What if Mark Calloway joined WCW during the war? What if Vince's golden captain?
Oh, God.
Had done the unthinkable. What would the ramifications have been? We're going to dive into that. But I want to hear in the chat what your favorite moment about Jacqueline was. And I don't only want to hear about bikini moments.
Nope.
Not saying she wasn't hot. Well, come on.
Well, yeah.
You helped usher a lot of guys in the 90s into puberty. Clunk, clunk.
What? Okay, Bugs, whatever. KB, that's a great. Yeah.
That's part of it, KB.
That is part of it. And you'll find out next week, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, but like I said, give us your favorite Jacqueline moment.
Yeah.
In the chat. Because now.
It is.
We're gonna headline.
Mm-hmm. Warning, the following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
All you with weak constitutions, one more time for in case you just joined.
Warning, the following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Warning, the following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
And if you don't have virgin ears, please ignore that warning.
Listener discretion is advised, but shall always and forever will be fucking ignored.
Exactly.
All right. Enough dilly-dally. To the main event.
Before we begin. All my inmates know I will let you run amok because I don't give a fuck. But if you invade my asylum, attack my doctor, try to take my throne, you face my chair. At the made me put you in timeout. This is the first time I've had inmates openly defy my rules. Matthew, Nicholas, EVP Jackoff Jacksons, or as we call premature ejaculator masturbators, you now face my wrath. Young Bucks, your angel of death awaits. Oh, Matt and Nick, where do I begin with you two clowns? Jesus fucking Christ. What did you gain from listening to your butt pirate boss, Tony Khan, releasing the all-in footage? What happened? Do you guys have any balls to say no? Or are you too busy teabagging Tony Khan for that fat check of yours? Where are the Young Bucks that I respected, that knew where the line in the sand was, that helped build AEW? I mean, what happened? Did your balls drop? Are they in your wives' purses? Are they in your butthole? Did you get a vasectomy and not tell anybody? I mean, you come back looking like two guys with the biggest enema up your ass. It makes me go, who the fuck let the Doobie Brother wannabes have too many hits of acid and ecstasy? I mean, fuck.
Some Jackoff boys.
Never meaning no harm. You may not be getting it, but you're getting it.
Yeah.
You're
good.
Jackoff boys. But now I got to take the center stage for this stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
Matthew and Nick, explain to me why, oh why, can we just fucking move on? So shit happened in London. Big fucking deal. Get over it. He's not there. You just gave free publicity to Phil Brooks. Tony Khan, I'm sorry, but you are the biggest dumb fuck in the history of dumb fucks. And that's a lot of dumb fucks. I have put you in the chair. Tony, do you want to go at it one more time just to get another rant out of me? Now, folks, I'm going to say this. Don't bash AEW for trying to give you the best that they got. The tribalism needs to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't blame the talent. I blame the motherfucker running the show. Oh, KB, you took the word out of my mouth.
Middle-aged version of the show.
I'm Matt. I'm Nick. We pledge abstinence and prayer and then super kick party is more like it. I mean, you're lucky you fucking even got women with what you look like. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
How the hell you look so young? You look like you're in puberty. I swear, I think your wife should be your wife.
God
way damn. You two look.
emotional, damn it!
Oh my god. Oh, and that's not even the worst of it.
That's what I get every time I have to see you. And I respect your careers, but Matt, seriously, you and Nick didn't have a set of balls to tell Coney no? What fucking good was this? If you were using this as a way to bring back Jack Perry, okay, I understand that. But you, in doing so, please stand by. I can't stop laughing. Please stand by. You proved Philip Brooks right. Jack Perry, you're nothing but a big fucking puss.
He's a pussy.
You have the moose knuckle. You're an idiot. Price check on dumbass.
What are you laughing at?
Laughing at Jack Perry's dumbass.
Jack Perry. And the fact that he's still fucking Anna Jane, knowing he's a shit pussy. Honey. Oh. The guys in the locker room, you could be fucking and...
Or there's a certain guy hosting this show, Anna, that, excuse me. There you go.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
Pony.
Let's just say this. I'll give her something very well.
Big Willie Styles all in it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi. Very Uzi with it.
See.
You realize this better not backfire tomorrow night? I had better see Jack Perry walk out at Dynasty tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Or you just shot yourself in the face. And yes, you're going through growing pains. Tony Khan, that burp was for you.
Oh, yes.
If I had gas, trust me, that one would be for the bullshit you pump. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this. If Jack Perry does not walk out tomorrow night on paper, motherfucking view, guess what? You just gave yourself the infamous finger poke. Of
two. Oh boy. KB.
The only thing that would have made it worse, No. KB, I'm telling you one time only, do not say that again.
Please don't bring, no.
I do not want her to breed with that boy. He is an entitled little shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to rectify and fix his ass, do yourself a solid. Jack, own up to being a big fat fucking puss and move on. Okay? Also, Matt and Nick Jackson, no offense, you should have put your foot down and told the fucking kid no. Because if this backfires like I anticipate it, you don't just prove that Jack Perry is a big fucking pussy. And if you ever did decide to let him go, Hunter wouldn't touch him with a horse's dick or koala's taint for one.
Aye, aye, aye.
because two, he wouldn't want that negative bullshit. And three, I'm going to ask a favor of our new IWGP World Champion, John Mox. Knox fucking sense into Jack Perry. Fuck him up.
Yes.
Make him a man, because apparently Anna Jay's tried, and part of me is beginning to wonder if Jack Perry swings the other way.
Oh, dear God.
So, not making fun of anybody, just saying Anna Jay might not be enough. Mm-mm. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah. And KB, seriously. It doesn't matter. Come on, it wouldn't matter seriously. If he had incredible hair. No. Sorry, no.
Really, dude?
Bruce, hurry. Rachel's gonna die.
I know.
I love you to death, KB, but damn.
Please.
Now, before we get to the festivities and put the box in check.
Yeah.
I know it's going to seem crazy, but Doc.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Matt, Nick Jackson, you are just a bunch of cocksucking pussies. I swear to fucking God. I said it. And by the way, I have another bit of beef with you assholes, which is basically Kenny Omega said on his Twitch channel that he doesn't deserve to be an executive VP. Is it because you two assholes basically shot down every fucking idea he ever had? Are you that fucking power drunk? And TK, I love you to death, dude, but rein these two motherfuckers in, get them under control, because they're going buck fucking wild. And by the way, FTR, Cash and Dax, beat these fuckers up at Dynasty, please. I'm choosing violence in this case. Yeah, I am. Okay. Oh my God.
I'm so proud.
Oh shit. Fucking Mercedes glasses. Oh God. Come on. KB, don't do that to Uncle Fats, please.
Uncle Fats would have a hissy fit and a conniption.
He would.
He'd be like, nope. No. He'd be like, nope, I'm going to get my woman. I'll be right back. So
he would do it too.
To Kenny Omega.
We love you, Kenny.
We love you. I know you're diverticulitis. You're battling back. Keep it up. Hangman Page.
Hangman, dude.
I hope you're doing fine. Oh, have fun being a dad and recovering.
Yep.
Matt and Nick, you're too power hungry. I see why Cody walked.
Yeah.
But now it's that time.
Yeah.
So, Doc.
Yes.
Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Hi, my Nick. See ya.
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No.
No. No, you. You complete me.
What happened?
Kill you? Kill you? Kill you? Kill you?
And by the way, KB, as much as I would love to see Kenny versus Okada at All In London in August, we got to see how Kenny's feeling by that point.
It's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
No, I wish we could. But
Kenny and Okada so much over the better part of a decade. Let it rest. Let it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Let the men come back in time. Don't just do it for dream match sake.
No.
Okay.
Let Okada enjoy being continental champion right now, and enjoy other titles he might win along the way.
Into the air, Junior Birdman, miss me. Yeah, watch me.
Yep.
So let that happen, okay? But Matt and Nick, get your shit together.
Yeah.
But folks, that wraps it up for this week. You know,
I'm so proud of the doc for choosing violence. I'm proud of you.
The Young Bucks, I just want violence on those two. So
Tony Khan, I'm going to say this right now. Tomorrow night, on the pay-per-view, if that young man does not walk into that arena, you didn't just shoot yourself in the shoot yourself to spite your face. You shot yourself to spite your balls and your taint and your rib tickler.
Oh,
your butt goblin. the amount of blow that you're probably doing on a regular basis.
And enough of this.
Oh no, he ain't doing that. He's doing the
book. Oh, he's not.
Come on, he looks like he's fucking cracked out after.
Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
That's on him. If he snorts so much coke, it just
coincidence? I think not.
See, even my girl
yep.
Hell, even Michael Cole goes, folks, like I said, Matt and Nick Jackson, don't do it again. No. Don't do something stupid. Because if I see a Bash at the Beach 2000 moment, I'm going to warn the Young Bucks now. Retire.
Now would be good.
I guarantee you. If Tony Khan, you fuck this up any bars, if you shit the bed just this much more, and the network throws you off the air, or Daddy steps in, I recommend this is what you do.
Run for your life, pretty much.
Walk into the shadows. Play with yourself as far as a fanboy goes. I don't. Don't come into the light.
No.
Fans will want to kill you because you will have destroyed what you were building. You will have ejaculated into your face because you were fondling your own balls too goddamn. And you were letting some of the key inmates run the motherfucking asylum. And one last thing, I'm going to say this. Tomorrow night on pay-per-view, Swerve, at will, take what you want. I respect you, Samoa Joe. Your time's up. It's Swerve's turn.
It's Swerve.
Okay, then I can't do the Swerve two-step, the Prince non-a-shuffle. I wish I could, but I can't.
No, I can't either.
So,
but I try.
Tell them what's going on for you this week before we get out. What you're up to.
Well, got my other show, Between the Ropes on Coast to Coast, and we'll be talking Raw, SmackDown, might sneak in some AEW in there. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is tomorrow night, so check it out.
All right. Y'all know how to find my crazy ass. I'm always up in this place, always in the asylum. You know what I'm doing. I'm always creating anarchy and chaos. You never know what's going to happen. We don't know who my victim next week will be, but you do know what the what-if chamber is going to hold. It's going to be a doozy. What if Undertaker left for WCW during Monday Night Wars? What the ramifications would have done for both him and pro wrestling as a whole. But tomorrow night, right here on the OTTR network, we have the watch party for Dynasty on pay-per-view, the main event, Swerve Strickland, Mr. Swerve Shuffle Two-Step will challenge the reigning AEW World Champion Samoa Joe for the gold. The Young Bucks will face FTR to crown new tag team champs after a lengthy tournament since Revolution. A lot more. Anna Jay, holla at your boy. And clap the cheeks for you, if you know what I'm saying. Furthermore, shout out to one Ruby Soho. Didn't see that one coming. I'll give you all a good giggity goo. Congratulations to you and Mr. Parker on becoming a mommy and daddy. This better not get used in any of the storyline, because if I find out that it's what it is, I'm going to be a little fucking pissed. But in all honesty, like I said, congrats on the happy couple. The fact that so many people are getting knocked up, I want to go, Jesus Christ, what the hell y'all doing? You got cooped up for 3.5 years. So all you're doing. God damn. You're a bunch of fucking rabbits. Now I know what The Rock meant, but they said having a lot of January babies. Sheesh.
Ooh, damn.
But, you know, it's about that time.
Well, it's time to retire. Feel free to drop in.
But before we leave, Young Bucks, get your shit straight.
Exactly.
You ain't shit. And one other side note. If I find out that, in fact, AEW did not, in fact, pay for Punk's surgery when he was still there, and Tony finds out that it wasn't done, Tony, you've got a bigger internal housekeeping problem.
Yeah.
You'd better fucking get that addressed. Because that's not kosher. And the gesture of you paying that back might score some points with Phil Brooks. You never know. No, he won't ever forgive one Colt Cabana.
No.
And given the circumstances of that situation, I understand and I respect why. So, folks, thank you for joining me this week inside the asylum. It is always a pleasure. But before we go, it's back. I'm so happy. Anna Jay, holla at your boy, because I'm going to move.
Big Willie Styles, all in it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi. Very Uzi. Very Uzi with it.
My life is nothing but a comedy.